Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the LA Steel Show. I'm Lila.
And Leo. And tonight we have George Dixon joining us, and he'll be talking about the Mayan calendar a little, because the interesting thing is we are leaving the galactic cycle. In February 10th, 2011, we'll be in the universal consciousness.
Ooh, that should
be the 7th day. That's when we're supposed to start. I think we're supposed to be out of the 6th night going into the 7th day, but according to...
I think there's there's two things on that, and one has a different time frame than the other. Because I thought it was in November.
Well, that's the end of the 6th night.
Yeah, okay. So we'll go into the seventh day.
But according to Zalungo...
We'll have to check with George on that. He knows more than we do.
2/10/2011. February 10th is when the universal consciousness comes into being.
Okay, let's talk to George about that.
So George Dixon is on the line. Hello, George.
Well, good evening, Leo.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm fine, Lila. Yourself?
I'm fine, thank you. Cold. It's cold down here in Connecticut.
Oh, it's nice. It's a little brisk outside, but it's the season. With a full moon tonight, it makes me feel real seasonable with the falling leaves and so forth.
We had some snowflakes here around noontime.
Well, that's right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, speaking of right around the corner, Leo, what did you just mention, February?
Yeah, well, we're ending the galactic period now, and we're going into the universal. According to, I was just reviewing before the show, a lecture by Zalungo, and he said that the universal period, okay, the universal consciousness, comes about on February 10th, 2011, right? And once we get into that cycle, then every year is equal to 20 days, right?
Yes. Now, we're getting ahead of ourselves, Leo. I think right now we are just about to go from the 6th night to the 7th day. And that's going to be November 3rd.
Right.
Now, what that means is that we are shifting. We are shifting, and it's a new period for us. And that will run for 360 days, a year. When we come to the end of that, we would be completing the 7th day. And then we would start a new day all over, which would be the 1st day. So we're instead of going from a day to a night period, the polarity world that we're experiencing, we're going to be combining the duality into one, and that is part of.
So we won't go back to day night.
No. Well, it's going to be day, and this is where we have a double boost. But instead of getting ahead of ourselves, the period that we're going into right now is that we're having the shift in the consciousness into, closing up the polarity belief that we've been living with, let's say, for the last 5,000 years. And if nothing else, that closes off, I think, the dominance of the male intellectual. From the female, and we've suppressed the female for 5,000 years, but now the feminine energy has to come back to be acknowledged, and I think this is the period where that is being done right now. And from that, it's going to not only unite this polarity consciousness that we've been experiencing, but it's going to lead us to an altogether different reality without the duality as part of it. It's like a continuous bliss, if you want to call it that. And it's the divines talk about the co-creation with reality. And that is part of the unity consciousness that most religions talk about going back to. But that is the unity consciousness that we're almost there, but it's going to take another 360 days, and that's the experience of this seventh day that we're going into. And with that, you'll see a lot of changes that will be taking place, and it's the start of new, something new. It's like it's like a flower who's dropped its seeds, and now those seeds are maturing and going to be growing in the next year. And those ideas, the aspirations that we had, will are going to be fulfilled.
Well, you know, I got to tell you something. This is the first year, the first year that I can remember that, first election year that I can remember, where I think things are so bad, all right, politically bad, that I don't, this is the first year I'm really contemplating not voting. I don't see the system making any sense in either direction or in anywhere that this
So how does this relate to the Mayan calendar there?
So the way, well, let me explain. The reason that I believe that the Mayan calendar has a lot to play here is because this is the end of the systems. This is the end of the empires, the end of the political, financial, and whatever.
Do you see that?
Male dominance, yes.
Dominance.
Well, it's not just male dominance. It's the end of the system. Okay, it's the end as we know it.
Well, those are all created by men.
That's right.
All right, well, fine. You know, it could be the end. I mean, I think some women had a hand in it as well. All right, but what I'm trying to say is
I don't think
that,
so.
What do you mean? I mean, we've got hundreds of women leaders, thousands of women leaders around the country. I mean, they're not doing any more than any dickhead in office. Okay, so
But Leo, but what are we talking about? The last 50 years?
Yeah, but so what, George? I mean, with you know, if you look at the last 50 years, if you look at the last 10 years, we're supposed to be
We're talking about the creation of the system. The systems
what
were I'm basically
saying.
Created by men. Women may have perpetuated it,
well,
but they
so
didn't.
What? What I'm
well,
saying
that's
is
that
it's over.
Well, that's the point he was making.
Sure.
Lila,
what
I'm saying is for 5,000 years, women have been downgraded, and they always have been in our society, or secondary. In the last 50 years, I would say, they're giving recognition for who and what they are, or let's say for the last 100 years. And
right.
I'm saying now the suppression is being lifted, and now it's being lifted totally because you could see what we've done for so many years, but that is changing. That has to change. And that's
well,
what's coming on right now.
We're
going
to all vote for women now?
What's that?
You know, what does this mean, George? I don't think that politically, I think it's over with. Okay, I don't see any political future for any country anywhere at this point. Okay, it's going to lead to total anarchy, all right, or total tyranny. All right, those are the options that I see.
Well, that's a male option or a male attitude, but a woman doesn't see it that way.
Anarchy. Well, I'm not finished talking.
Okay.
All right. But this is the thing that bothers me, George, is that I cannot see, all right, anything better, all right, coming out of a woman or a man, okay? I mean, it all sucks, all right? Politics suck. Religions suck. You know, everything that we're dealing with now, we're finding is so limited and so wrong, all right, that there's nothing right. I mean, I hate to sound nihilistic, but that is essentially what I see. And until something happens differently, and I think you got to tear down the whole damn system to rebuild. And I think that's what's going to happen. It may not happen this week, but it may happen next year, and it may happen the year after. Okay? And I don't think we've seen the end of it in France. You know, the Eastern European countries, you don't hear much about. They're rioting as well. All right? And Greece is still in trouble. Italy is starting to have its problems, and people are starting to set fires everywhere. And I think you're going to start seeing that here too, all right? And I think people are just getting fed up, and I think that's that. It's the end of the time. It's that end period, okay? That you know, it doesn't. Nothing makes any sense anymore, and we have to move on. And I don't think women are going to make the difference, and I don't think men are going to make the difference. I think it's going to be a definitely a group survival. Right.
Well, if for me, I would go with the female persuasion to get me out of this mess, because if nothing else, they have the persistence and the biology to do it, where I can't. You know, and this is maybe just one example, you know, of where this male dominance has taken us. We can only do so much, but understand, it was the women, first of all, who actually year and train our young ones what life is all about. It's also the women who've learned to take from Mother Earth and feed her family, where a male is much different. He's closed off from the world, but a woman is in touch to the world, with the world, and it's through the world or Mother Nature that she draws her life. And understand that a woman is open to the world where a man is not. So I'm just saying, the powers that be, God, she is a woman. And, you know, in my perspective, women basically have the upper hand in this life. But that's because they're more in touch with reality. When I say reality, I'm talking about the earth, where a man is not, because mentally he's up in his own mind, and that's separate from the world. That is something.
I don't know,
which
George. I think you're talking because I think you're talking this way because you have three daughters, all right, and your wife, and your world is evolved around women. But you know, if you take the average person, okay, the average man, who is not influenced by women, okay, I don't really see that much of a difference between the way that Jody Rell, Governor Rell here in Connecticut, was any different than Governor Rowland. Okay, in fact, she was his lieutenant governor. Right?
But Leo, it's not what you see; it's how you see.
I don't see a difference between Palin and Huckabee. All right, or Obama and Biden. I mean, they're all bullshitters, and they're all jokes. I mean, you're not going to get. I mean, what do you have right now in the political world that's worth spit? Nobody. They're all liars. They're all cheats. They're all, you know, in it for anything but the people.
You're right. You're right. But they're good in what they do, Leo. They're good in what
they
do.
Yeah, they're good liars. Oh, they do. Yeah.
Well, that's
really...
right. But they're good in what they do. Acknowledge that, would you?
I won't, because I think they're lousy at what they do. That's not cutting bait anymore either, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
okay, well. Their lies are so transparent. I mean, that it's a joke. All right, it's a total joke watching these guys. So
but
you
Leo,
know what they're and they're doing nothing.
That's right, but they get away with it though, don't they?
Well, no, they don't
so
get
far
away
they
with
have.
It. They
yes,
so
they do,
far
Leo.
They have. But the only reason they get away with it is because we allow them to. If I say I'm not going to vote, I don't want these wretched people leading me. All right, then if I don't vote and I don't take part in this system, then I can create my own system. You know, I don't need this, guys. I don't need this crap. All right, and nobody else does either. We do not need Obamas or Bidens or Boners or anybody. Okay, Pelosi's.
Right,
all of these
right.
people are wretched human beings. They're
you're right.
Time again. All right? Uh-huh. So, you know, what are we doing? Where are we going? We don't want this kind of person leading us anymore.
So what do
right?
you do?
You lead yourself. That's the only thing you can do. You lead yourself. You follow your own drummer. You follow your own course.
There
right?
you go. There you go.
And Lungold said, and that's why I have to agree, there won't be government anymore. There won't be a government, all right, after 212 or so. There won't be a government. The universal consciousness is such that people will rise to the event and shrug off all of these governments, all this tyranny, all of this crap, and move on their own, okay, and create something fourth dimensional, you know, or fifth dimensional, as opposed to this, primitive society that we're living in of crooks and thieves and thugs, you know.
Well, Leo, I think with the seventh day that we're going through right now, this is where that is all going to fall down or fall in between. Because of the feminine energy is coming into power, this male domineering society or governments are falling, including our own. It's not only here, but it's also abroad in other countries.
All of this female energy, what is it going to do for us?
Excuse me?
What's all this female energy going to do for the world?
Well, I think it's looking at things differently. It's true. It's it's looking at life not from a mental factor, but from an emotional factor. It's not living. You're living with the earth instead of for the earth, or it living for you. You're part of it. And I think the female perspective doesn't separate herself from the outside world, where we have with this male intellect. And it's that godly intellect that we have, but it's we separate ourselves, from the world around us, and that's where we made a big mistake, and that's what's gotten us into trouble. But that's also part of the experience that we're experiencing now, to go back to the whole and the unity consciousness. First of all, we have to connect with our with the world again, in a unity flow of let's say, the creation by the godly principle, whoever you believe is. But right now, what we're doing is that we're healing, we're bringing together the polarity of our consciousness, and it's because of the three-dimensional reality that we're into. We're bound by the opposites. And it's not a matter of one opposite more or stronger than the other. It's a matter of neutralizing and accepting them for what and who they are and the purpose that they do play. I mean, it's like the good angels and the bad angels. I mean, one is not stronger than the other than they both are as equal as one another. And what we're experiencing right now in this next year is that feminine energy, or the feminine side of us, changing this paradigm, if you'd want to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we change that, we ourselves, as we connect with one another, then we can connect with a unity consciousness, and that's connecting with our galactic neighbors or with the galaxy and the world.
So when we enter into that unity consciousness, when we're more partners with those around us, we'll be able to also connect with our galactic neighbors.
That's right. But, I think we have to get an understanding of the movement that we're going to be moving in. And in February 9th, which you talked about, the ninth wave, that's where
right.
We're going to kick into, let's say, combining our energies or our knowledge, not just male or not just female. It's combining the use of both of them together, working together. And once we let's say, come together in February, we'll be able to move together in parallel to the change which is coming in October, which we'll go into, let's say, that connecting with the unity, connecting with the outside world, and not having to learn how to connect with ourselves and then work with ourselves or take ourselves forward. And that is our purpose right now. A lot of things around us are ending. They're in crisis, but they're falling, and they're going to continue to fall. And to be truthful, I'm looking at about the 8th to 10th of November. There's going to be a drastic decline, I think, in awareness. And, this is something that I was following years before with Terrence McKenna's work with novelty and with the I Ching. And, it also predicts, an end of times in 2012, around the same time period. But in graphing it out, instead of going into detail, something is going to happen in this time period. And it's going to be something that's going to affect all of mankind. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, the Mayans talk about meeting up with our galactic neighbors. And
right.
Let's say the UFO community talking about, you know, UFOs over New York and, you know, other places of the world, which they have been. And, you know, if nothing else, it's us acknowledging that they are real. And, you know, I mean, it would change our perception of reality, and, you know, which is going to affect, you know, how we see things. But I expect maybe something like that to maybe be touched upon, if possible, maybe, you know, another large earthquake or a volcanic eruption. But it could show a drastic change that's not going to last for a week or two. It's going to last about 2 months. So, you know, it's in for a long ride, you know. We're in for a long ride once we hit about mid-November until about January 20th.
Do you think we'll be sensing this change? Do you think that there'll be like an awakening to the change?
I don't know, Lila. But, you know, I'm one thing I'm looking at is that I'm watching Mother Earth, and I'm watching the geo movements, I think, of the tectonic plates and so forth.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have been watching gold and silver in the last couple of weeks. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the market is really fluctuating like crazy here. And,
right.
You know, I'm looking at true value, not this illusionary paper that's floating around. But, you know, when the real stuff starts to float, start to move, you know, it catches my attention. But, you know, this goes back, Leo, to something our friend Bill Marshall told me years ago. He talked about this time. And he also talked about Jupiter being a big player in this movement. And for some reason, I feel that he's right. And if nothing else, Jupiter right now is in the southeastern sky in the evenings. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. But I don't want to get off into astronomical movements. But, yeah.
Well, I think... Between what I think, what I see happening now, and based on all the information I've read and seen, right, we are now in a point where the collapse of the economic system is going to happen. Right?
Without a doubt.
It'll happen maybe in November. No question about that, November, December. They're talking about it. There's another wave of foreclosures coming in, another wave of bank problems. That have been unforeseen, and
the banks are stealing more.
Well, they're trying to steal more because they're trying to cover their losses, right? But they're going to go down, and we're not going to have a banking system anymore. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be horrible. I really think, and how to preserve it? I don't know. You're going to do it. I mean, Germany is selling gold out of vending machines. I saw that yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. You can actually go in, put 50 marks in there, and get 50 marks of gold. You know, and things are changing, George, changing dramatically. And you know, I really think I don't think we got that much longer before we see this thing rock and sink. I mean, it's just bad. I mean, France is nearly bankrupt. That's why they had to take those austerity measures to cause all the riots, right? Greece is bankrupt. Spain is bankrupt. Every socialist country in the world is bankrupt, okay? And every capitalist country is bankrupt. I mean, so socialism, capitalism, they're bankrupt too. Let's say, virtually, they got a lot of dough. But you know, if they spread that out if they stopped paying their people a dollar an hour or 50 cents an hour, all right, and paid them normal wages, all right, they'd be in the same position we are. You know what I mean? But because they can keep a billion people
in slavery,
in slavery, that's why they have money. You know, and that's why they have money because
you know what I say?
They're the sweat of their people, you know, and the suffering of their people that's causing them to have this wealth, and you know they have a larger middle class than we do. They have 400 million Chinamen our middle and upper middle class in China. Okay, we have 300 million people in this country, all right, and maybe 50% now or 60% are actually middle class. The rest are falling under. Okay, so it's like, you know, where the hell does that lead us? I mean, why are we giving away our wealth to China? Why? And keeping their people enslaved, but enslaving ourselves. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And that's why I think this makes no sense any longer, makes no sense to anybody, and that's why it's just going to fall, because there will be no rationale behind
to keep it going,
you know? And,
The Chinese army will match our population. The number of people we have in this country, they have in the service. It's scary, but you know.
Well, hell, you know, I think what do they got in North Korea? Has got, I don't know, 4 or 5 million army people there, too, you know?
Yeah, well.
It's crazy, man. It's just crazy.
They have no electric lights in there.
No, they don't, but neither do the Chinaman.
Yeah.
Well, what I can say, you know, Scotty, beam me up.
yeah, it's for real. I mean, you know, it's time, man. It's time. Just take me the hell away. Or let's make sense. You know, let everybody come together and start making some damn sense. So it's
how can they come together, Leo? What are you talking about?
Happening. Well, I tell
I think the people of the world would come together without the leaders.
Oh, absolutely.
Who are very divisive, and all they care about is they're greedy and want to hurt everybody.
And your corporations are the ones that have created all the problems.
It's the fascists that have created the problems.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, and I mean,
and unfortunately, countries full of fascists.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and it's not just Goldman Sachs. I mean, it's like Jack the bartender or Jack the barber. You know, everybody is operating on a greed factor, all right, in this country. And you know, until that changes to a compassionate factor or some kind of non-currency related system. Right, then you're always going to have wars. You're always going to have major problems. You know what I mean? It's bad government, and you just can't help it. So you know, things have got to change dramatically, and I think that's where we're headed, George. I think we're going to see that. I got a funny feeling. I mean, the reason that these Tea Party people in this country are so adamant is they're out there. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
All they know is
whatever their system is can't be any worse than what's there now. And I tell you, you got to start to wonder about that because, you know, it's really, really, really pathetic right now. So,
well, yes, but one of the problems that we have is nobody knows how to be a leader. They all know how to be followers. And for them to lead, you know, they're too complacent. They can't do it. And that's where the problem is. Everybody's waiting for somebody else to move. And once somebody does move, you know, they can react to it. I think 9/11 was an example of that. If nothing else, it showed us that we still had it in us. And, you know, I hate to say, you know, it took something like that, if nothing else, to snap us out of our complacency.
George, I'm kind of lost. Well, please explain to me your thinking on that.
Changed things, made us stronger. I don't see it.
Well, yes, but it's all built around what's in it for me attitude. It's a me situation, and it's not a we like we would believe it would be. You know, we're all in this together, but it's.
Well, 9/11 was a false flag.
Yeah,
it was.
That is proven that the Israelis were the ones that did it.
Yes,
right?
But
with colluding with Bush and the boys, they were the ones that created the false flag. All right, going after the
Muslims.
I mean, the people that caused it are the Jews. Are the Israelis, the Zionists, okay, they're the ones that have done it all along. They're the ones that have continued to do it. They're the ones that continue to heat up relations between the Arab Middle East and us, all right? And, you know, it's constantly them, all right? And it's, they're a nightmare, all right, to be dealing with.
Well, I'm sorry.
They want to have perpetual war.
Yeah, and that's how they exist. They exist by that. They exist through war. They exist through conflict. They exist through oppression, by oppressing the Palestinians. By warring with Syria, warring with Lebanon, warring with Iran, warring with Iraq. Everybody, everything that they do, their entire existence is to create conflict, all right? Because by doing that, you know, they continue the victim, the great victim, okay?
That way they can go anywhere in the world and do what they want.
And do whatever the hell they want, okay? And the United States, is the big, is the lug, okay,
who finances
their ways, all right? And they're basically a colony, all right, of the United States in the Middle East, all right? And without the United States, they would die overnight. I mean, if we said no to them and stopped all military support, Christ, they'd be devoured within a week, all right? And regardless of how many nuclear weapons they have, all right, it would be over. So what I'm trying to say is that is a situation there that is a constant reminder, all right, of what's happening and why. They're creating the conflicts. They're creating the problems. You know, they're constantly creating it, and we are constantly backing them because it's worth our while to do that.
It's good for business.
Yeah, and as long as it's good for business, all right, it's going to continue. All right, the genocide, the cleansing, you know, the brutality, the injustice. Okay, the racism. I mean, they're a completely racist nation. All right. You can't get a citizenship in that country without being a Jew. You have to be a Jew. Anybody else, you know, cannot be an Israeli citizen.
Is not even a citizen.
No. So
if I could,
the most racist country in the world, all right, Israel, and we're backing the most racist country in the world. So you know, until we get our heads out of our asses as Americans and start seeing things straight and what's really going on. I mean, we might as well just pack it in, all right? Because
that's why I don't think that you can put 9/11 as an example of Americans getting together. Americans didn't really understand what happened, and they still fail to really understand what happened on 9/11.
But although
let me explain myself if I can, folks.
Okay.
I was talking about the reaction of the American people. They reacted with their hearts instead of with their heads. And it was something that we become complacent with, you know, in showing our feelings or our emotions to our neighbors.
I'm
just saying we needed something like that to remind us that we're all human.
You know, we wound up following the biggest freaking imbecile that ever existed. All right, we followed an imbecile, okay, into war, a preemptive war, all right, on two countries, okay,
and
cost trillions of dollars to finance this, bankrupt our country, bankrupt our economy, all right, and devastated these countries, okay, and why? Because not one of us in this country, all right, in power, used their head. Okay.
Or stood up and
investigated this thing properly. Okay. Everybody knew this was a fraud to begin with. All right. The Osama bin Doodles didn't do damn. He didn't do anything. He was a CIA operative. All right. And you know, and that was what he was. And all he did is be the front man to this major neocon takeover. Okay, is what had happened. If you remember right, before George Bush became George the War President, okay, 9/11 George, he was at a 30% approval rating. Okay, they wanted to impeach that bastard. They should have impeached him. His entire administration, two solid administrations, were stolen. All right, and he was nothing but a criminal. That's why he hasn't even reared his ugly head. Okay, until now. For the last 3 years. All right, because he's a piece of work. Nobody wants to deal with him. All right, and this is not something that is from the. I mean, yeah, you want to talk about from the heart. Our hatred for George Bush is from the heart, okay? Our hatred for these countries or these leaders who have put us into this dilemma, into this nightmare, all right? And these corporations and the greed and the bankers and the criminals, these are the people we hate. I hate with a passion, all right?
Well, what are you gonna do now that you hate them?
What are you gonna do with them? Destroy them. They're gonna destroy themselves, George.
But they're
out
of office, Leo. They're out of office. They're no longer there. So
they're done.
All right, so what do you spend all this time on them then for?
Because unless you hate them, unless you really, truly hate these bastards, all right, that energy will, they'll just continue to bulldoze you.
Well,
okay?
They will, because you keep you keep fighting them. You got to drop
them.
Well,
what are you gonna do?
You're the one that's bringing them up. I'm not.
So, you going to kiss them?
What?
You gonna kiss him?
No, I'm not gonna do anything
him,
with him, and that's the point.
Crown him and welcome him into your fold and say,
no.
Oh, I love you. You want to keep screwing me? Yeah, sure. I keep loving you more. No, that ain't gonna happen. That can't happen, George. These people have to go down, and they have to go down in a big way.
Well,
right?
Then why don't you do this? You put him down for the rest of us, and we'll let you worry about it because I'm not gonna worry about it.
Swear to God,
he's not above, he's not around anymore.
I think to become the president of the United States, the first thing I would do is arrest every freaking banker in the country, okay? The second thing I would do is arrest every traitorous senator and congressman, all right? I would be like, you know what I would do? I'd be like Saddam Hussein, all right? He went in and he purged his entire country, all right? That's what I would do. Okay.
If you were serious about it, you would do that instead of talking about it.
Yeah, but what happens is he finally, what am I supposed to do? How am I going to do this, George?
You're not supposed to do anything, Leo. You're bringing it upon yourself. Why are you doing that?
You want to be my campaign manager, George?
What's that?
You want to be my campaign manager?
I'll run for president.
For president.
For president? No, I don't have time for that stuff.
Why not?
Because, Leo, if we do that, we're going to go on a road, and I see cheesecake, and I give in. You know, I love cheesecake. So if I go on a campaign trail, all I'll be doing is eating cheesecake, and I wouldn't care the hell about what was going on with you. So.
It's going to take a huge amount of strength.
Good, Leo, because it's all collapsing, and you know part of. Understanding a part of this government, our way of life, is going to collapse and change completely. And you see it now. I mean, the writing's on the walls. It's only a matter of time. And that time is only about a year to 2 years at the most. See it for what it is. It's not only us. It's the rest of the world.
I believe it, George. And I do. And unfortunately, I do believe that we're headed for some hell times.
Some different times, but it's going to be fun, Leo. It's how you look at it.
George,
there can be
a
hell of a lot of
fun. When you don't have a nickel in your pocket?
Sure, Leo.
Huh?
Maybe there's other ways.
It's going to be fun when they propose on your house, okay? I don't think so.
Understand that possession
the money
is
you have in the world is worthless. I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. And, you know, it's just this is what's happening to people all around the world and all around this country.
Okay.
Right? And millions of people are losing their homes, their pensions, their security, all right. And it's happening not in one individual thing. It's happening en masse. It's happening to millions and millions of people, all right, every day. And it's just going to eventually it'll creep up to us. You know, it'll creep up to everybody, and. You know, that may very well be within a year.
What do you mean it will creep up, Leo?
What I'm saying is those who haven't been affected by it yet will be.
Right? Well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like that old saying about the guy in the holiday, who was it, the priest that said, oh, they came, the priest in Germany who said, oh, they came for the, you know, they came for the union guys, you know.
Right.
But
yes.
I wasn't a union member, so they didn't, so I didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they came for the communists. I wasn't a communist, right, so I didn't say anything. Then they came for the Jews. Well, I wasn't a Jew, so they didn't say anything,
mm-hmm.
right? Then all of a sudden they came for the Catholics. And then, you know, it was too late because there was nobody left to fight, you know? And that's the kind of complacency, that's the kind of attitude most Americans have, all right? Until this thing erodes, it's like a cancer, and before you know it, it's in everyone. And I think that's what we're headed for, because we do not have any control over the economic situation in this world or this country, all right? What control do you have over the economy, George?
Well, maybe we give the economy too much control over our lives.
Oh, I agree, but at the same time, all right.
As an individual, you can do nothing about that.
Yeah.
No, there is. Yeah.
It has to be done collectively to have any impact.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
No,
on a personal level, I've been able to compensate for a lot of those burden securities, and you know, it's not only ownership, owning my own property, but having, you know, my own sources of power and water and food and so forth. So you know, I'm a pretty much self sufficient.
Electricity. What if all of a sudden you lost all the monies were, all the banks were closed,
mm-hmm.
and there was no money able to funnel through. That you couldn't get any money. What would you barter with? You can only barter with so much. All
right.
And then what if they came in and the cops came in and threw you out of your house because
somebody else wanted it?
Well, they would be looking down a gun, that's for sure. And that's one freedom that I do have.
Like, you know, I know what you're saying, George. But that, unfortunately, that's what's happening to millions of people right now. Some,
right, but we're not talking about millions of people. You're talking about me. And I'm just talking about there are things that each of us can do because we are, we are responsible for our own selves. We put ourselves in those situations. I'm not saying, it's bad or good. I'm just saying, you know, it depends on...
But your to have an impact on the economy. It has to be done by a whole group of people. Yes, one person can do something, but if you were the only one doing it, it would have no impact at all, George.
That you, I agree, dear. I agree.
It has
to
be a group of people.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know,
it's a lot more than a group.
You know,
a lot of people.
So if a lot of people decided they were going to generate their own power, you know, that would
be a cooperation. It'd be a co-op.
Sure.
You know, power.
Yes.
Plus,
yes.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Something to that effect, but
people do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and more people should know how to do that. But the powers that be, the power companies, and the banks, and the governments, and everybody, okay, that's dependent on making money off of you, all right, they're not going to let you do that.
It's
right?
Like they've been passing laws that you can't.
You can't even grow your own garden.
Can't
grow.
They're
trying to get that through.
That you can't plant your own garden. You can't, you know, you have to use genetically modified seeds. You get arrested if you.
Yeah, organic farming is they're trying to ban that. I mean,
there's all kinds of things.
Crazy,
you know,
shit going on, George. Crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but I think sometimes we give the government too much power, and we have given them too much power, and
oh,
I think
its
powers is one of our fears. That we blow out of proportion. But you know what? A mob of people, just like what's going on over there in France right now, it's the way people react. And the French people don't play games.
The people have power. They just don't realize it.
That's right.
Because
that's right. Mm-hmm.
There's many more people that are being governed than those that are governing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really look at it, you really look at who's... You know, you've got, I don't know, if you look at all the law enforcement people and all the militaries around the world, okay, you're probably not more than 100 million people. All right? You know, 3 million here, 3 million there, and the biggest militaries in the world are only 3 or 4 million people. All right? But if you look at that, then there's all the rest of us. If you look at that, then you have what? You have generals, okay? So you got 3 million people in an army. Say you got 20 armies, all right? So say you got 60 million people in the military, all right? And God knows what, maybe half of that or less in the police forces and whatnot, mm-hmm. right? Around the world, all right? And those people are all governed by what? Four or five people, really, four or five presidents in Congress.
Yeah.
So you're dealing with less than 0.1% of the entire population of the globe being led and by
a handful,
maybe hundreds, or no more than thousands of people are operating and controlling everything that's happening in this currency, militarily, and economically, all right? So, I mean, it's if you look at that and say there's only 1,000 or maybe 30 or 40,000 people in the entire world, that control everything, all right? Then they're completely, it's completely absurd, okay, that we... that 6 or 7 billion people, all right, are dependent on what 1,000 people say, It's totally absurd, all right? So that's got to be changed. That attitude has to be changed completely. The problem, too, is that people are so goddamn stupid. I mean, they're just like boards. They're carved. I mean, it's like stone walls. And, you know, that you can't pass.
You can. You know, we have been talking for the last half hour, and I think the negative aspects of, you know, what life's going to be tomorrow, you know, what has happened, and you know, the fear in our everyday life. But, you know, now is the time where we are taking the change right now. Within the next week or so, we are going into a different change. And, you know, I'm looking at the possibilities that we have as human beings. And I think in raising our consciousness, or raising them, you know, above this illusion that has become our reality. And that illusion, you know, we see it now for what it is. And maybe that's what boils our blood. Because for so many years we've been complacent because we didn't know, you know, the game that was being played. And
that's
it
right.
is being played. It's being played on us. But, you know, we have the ability to raise ourselves as spirits or as beings above this. And we are at a point where, you know, I was trying to get an idea of what we're experiencing. And we are going into a time where we would be able to tap into time travel, going backwards and forwards. And that is part of the seven-day cycle that we're going to experience. But you see, the experiences we're going to learn is like the first three movies of, you know, Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3, where
yep.
each time they told a different story of not only going into time, but what they've experienced from time. And, you know, I'm imagining that we are going to be experiencing individual time travel ourselves within this next year. But after that year, what's going to happen is, I remember the last movie where Marty came back from the western town, landed on the railroad tracks, and the doctor with the wife and the children came in the train. You remember that? They flew back on this train. But
oh, yeah.
I think what
I'm
we're going to experience.
Excuse me.
Excuse
no,
me.
I know. I know what you're saying.
So do you have any particular place you want to travel to?
Do I want to travel to?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't. I, for one, don't need to travel.
I want to get out of here. Yeah, I really want to get off.
You will. You. Everybody does at some point.
I want to get off the planet.
Don't wish for it too soon. Be careful what you wish for.
I just don't think I want to be around anymore. Not on this planet. So I want to ascend there, George.
What would you like to do?
Eh?
Yeah.
I'd just like to ascend to another dimension. I'd like to live in a fifth or sixth dimension, something way above the human conflict. I'm tired of being human.
Uh-huh.
I want to be something greater than human. I want to be spirit, you know.
Well, you are, Leo.
The only
problem now is that you're locked in this physical form, and you don't have the movements.
It's so limited, you know. It's so limited. I mean,
be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
I don't know what I wanted to, what I would want to be other than what I am, and you know, it's kind of a hard thing to ask. You know, I think there's a greater reality for us humans. I think in our intellect. That we're experiencing, but you know, understanding evolution and the consciousness, let's say, of simple life or animals and so forth, you know, what they experience and the evolution that their consciousness has, and
I was thinking, I don't particularly want to travel anywhere. I would like to have greater understandings. That's what I would like. And
I wouldn't want to come back as a cow, though. That's for sure.
I wouldn't want to come back at all.
No, yeah. I would just like to have a greater understanding of the universe, of everything. That's what I would like. I would like to have better understandings of everything, so that. Well, because I in my profession is a helping profession, and I'd like to continue in that.
Well, what we're entering now is co-creation. The Mayans talk about we are entering the time where we will be co-creators. In fact, this on the seventh day, we will be co-creating our individual realities. But it's not until we complete this seventh day that we will be co-creators of, let's say, this conscious world, or this unity consciousness, if you want to call it that. Right now, it's not unity consciousness that we're connecting with. We're connecting with a consciousness of this evolutionary cycle and of this level. That's all.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to be able to have greater understandings of the universe and of spirit and life or whatever it is, and be able to share that with others.
Uh-huh. Well, you will.
I don't know where that'll happen, but I guess it'll happen somewhere, right?
Well, it's happening now. If nothing else, this is breaking the ice and setting it in motion. It's part of the intent that's being put into play right now. Whatever we put into motion, it's going to manifest itself. And the kicker here is the rate that it's happening. And you may not think it, but it doesn't take long for something, you know, just a thought to manifest to completion. And, you know, that can happen in a matter of days and weeks and, you know, months. But no longer does it take years for things to happen. They're happening right away. And that's part of the speeding up of consciousness that we've been talking about for years.
That's right. And so what is it that you would like to have happen?
What I would like to happen? Well,
I would like knowledge and be able to share it with others in a better way while I'm here. I don't know whether I'll be here or be going somewhere else. Who knows? And have better understandings. What is it that you want?
Okay. Well... what I want to do is go back and get a 1962 Corvair with a two-door hardtop, and I want to put some kind of an anti-gravity machine on it, and I want to go down and fly down over over the ocean and do some striped bass fishing. Oh, jeez. They never get out of my car. I just put the pole outside the window. What can I tell you? I don't know. I'm just making this up as I go along.
I can tell that. Oh, it's the kind of thing, whatever it is, I think.
I don't know either. I'm not pleased with the third dimensional anymore. It's just so limiting, it's just such...
You won't know what it is until you have something else to compare it to anyway.
Yeah.
So it's all you know.
Yeah,
I have more than I can handle, that's for sure.
Me too. I haven't done that.
I don't know. To me, I would really look forward to being multi-dimensional, being able to leave this body and
everyone leaves the body and they die. So, who knows?
All right.
So don't wish that on yourself.
Well, I'm not wishing
death.
To die. I'm just wishing to.
That's what. That's
ascend.
How.
I'm wishing
well,
to
that's
transform
how you do.
Into,
instead of
into
wishing it, just do it.
How you do it?
No, you just. Well, I'm not going to cut my wrist. I mean, I'm just. all I want to do.
There's more ways to skin a cat, Leo, and you can leave your body a lot easier than that. Cutting your wrist.
Yeah, that's what
sure.
I want to do. I mean, I want to try to learn to leave my body. Come back when I want to do it, but...
You have to talk to Maria.
Ride around and really see the universe the way it really is, that's what I'm hoping to be released from. I'm rather bored with this third-dimensional existence. It's so limiting, you start to deteriorate, you start to get older, you start to, get creaky and, your eyesight goes bad, your hearing goes bad. It's so limiting. And debilitating. I mean, all I need, I just like to be able to be out of it for a while. And, if I've got to come back to it, fine. But, out of it so that, you can travel around the world and the universe and really commune
people right now have out-of-body experiences.
I know they do, but I don't know where they go. You don't really.
George, do you know where they go when they have out of body experiences?
Like wherever they want to go. See, it's a state of mind. That's what it is. And that state of mind, whatever your state is in, is actually manifested. And you can go there through a mental illusion, or you can go through there mentally or physically. And there are initiations like. Can do that and split the body up to six different vehicles. Just six different bodies at the same time.
Wow, I didn't know that. Really?
Say that again, George.
there are initiations where people, shaman, can actually split their body up into six different vehicles.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. But that's the extent of manipulating this three-dimensional reality.
Right. Have you ever seen anything like that happen?
Yes. Not six different apparitions. No. Well, I've seen several at the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Being an empath. Even psychics, where they can actually see a different part of the psyche break off into different levels. It's just like there are different energy fields around the body, but each of those fields they take up a certain dimension of that reality that those shapes are in accordance with. That's enough for another night, dear.
Well, I'll have to think about that a little bit, George.
Sure. Yeah. Well, just like there are in the macabre that we've talked about, You know, that energy field. There are different energy fields of that macabre, which span different dimensions of reality.
Are you with us, George?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, because we just ran out of time, but we're not streaming anymore. So anyway, I just wanted to thank you, George, for being on tonight, and
even though Leo and you were fighting.
I just said things that aggravate. George just happens to be the sounding board, you know, for but we're I hope you don't think I was fighting, George. I wasn't arguing with you. I just, you know, these things.
Yes, you were.
That's okay.
You know, and I'm very, very anxious to see what happens in the next couple of weeks and the next couple of months. And,
I am, Leo. I am too. I don't know. I mean, I'm an amateur when it comes to this. I'm not a two-sayer. I never led that I was. You know, but I'll tell you what. It's going to be interesting. It really is, especially the elections, you know, which are coming up. What a dogfight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think the reason for that is because of the time we're in, because it's down to they're showing their teeth.
Well, the mask is coming off.
Yeah, they're showing their teeth. And they're not likable people. None of them. You know, the guys here in Connecticut, good God.
I was saying to Leo, in the past you would elect someone and you'd find out after a few years that they were a criminal.
Right.
Now we know even before we get to the voting booth,
and
they're all
got,
crooks.
And now we got
to
vote for them. You know,
right.
They don't pay their taxes. They destroy people's lives. I mean,
they've got indictments on them.
They've got indictments. This is before we even get to the election booth.
Yeah.
And they spent $25-50 million in a campaign, which they're not going to take anything once they get elected. You know.
Oh yeah, right.
Right.
I said to Leo, you know, if someone spends that much money, they expect to at least earn that and more back.
Without a doubt.
Investment.
Well, why would anybody dump $50 million into something if they could get a little crown?
Right.
You know, and a $200,000 salary? I don't think so. Yeah. You know? But why does Bloomberg, the mayor, for nothing? Okay,
right.
He doesn't get any salary. It's because Bloomberg, you know,
his company.
I mean, he's the what do they call it? The grand poupon of 8 million people there in the city.
Right. Yeah.
He's also
a billionaire.
Yeah,
he's a billionaire. What's another buck to him? It doesn't matter. So,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. But what it is either he's gets all this recognition and all this admiration and all this whatever. He drives the subway. You know, he rides the subway.
Right,
yeah, he does.
Right. And so, you know, just an average guy, okay, just an average Joe who's a multi-billionaire, okay, and has one of the largest news organizations in the world.
The New Yorkers love him. He's done a good job down there.
Yeah, you know, he deserves it, you know. He deserves everything that he gets from that job. And all these politicians that are, you know, working with him, they deserve what they get.
Yeah, why the hell they want to do it is beyond me, unless they, more money.
Well, he probably has to work very hard. They don't work very hard in the Senate or the Congress.
Yeah, you're right, but understanding that, you know, those who die with the most toys wins.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's what it is, huh?
That's
I think so.
I think you're right, George.
That's why I'm really tired of the situation, George. I'm tired of it because it just doesn't seem to make any sense anymore.
Yeah, well, it may not make sense to you. It may make sense to them, but, you know, you don't have to live like that.
No,
you know?
It just doesn't make sense anymore. You know, the endless pursuit of money and the endless pursuit of grand wealth, the endless pursuit of, the best wine, the best sex, the best gold, you know, whatever it is. It's just never ending, you know. And
well, because somebody always has something better than you. That's why.
Yeah, but somebody has something better than them.
That's what I'm saying.
Somebody better than them. Who the hell cares?
Well, they do.
Well, you do
because you're talking about.
No, I'm just saying it bores me. It's very boring. It's a very boring subject, and to me it's just that's gotta end as well. You can't value people by their by how much money they have and ignore the value of the person. And that's what we've done as a society and
that's what they judge your value on is how much money you have.
Yeah, so
how big your house is.
That's why they can create a genocide of millions upon millions of people, who have no money or have no hope and it's just like, well, goodbye. It puts you out of your misery, like Bill Gates says. Let's vaccinate them all and
put them down.
Yeah, that's what his vaccinations do.
You know what comes to mind, though? What comes around goes around.
He loves vaccinations because he says you see an immediate drop. Immediate drop in population of 10% in the third world since the vaccinations have come in. Not an increase, but a decrease.
Isn't that
right?
Nice?
So, he came right out and said it.
Well, I'm going to say goodnight at this point. You and Leo can continue to talk.
Well, I'm going to say goodnight, too.
It's good to hear your voice, George, and I hope you're feeling well.
Well, thank you, dear. It's always nice talking with you.
And I hope you and the lovely Linda have a nice weekend.
Why, thank you.
And talk to you soon.
Okay.
Lila has left the building.
Left the building, huh?
Yeah.
Leo, I think that if nothing else, this election, a lot of people are going to put on the table. A lot of the resentments that's coming to a head right now. I think, in the frustration, I think of not only making a living, but also, being able to, pay.
I got to tell you, what makes me laugh is that the book that I put out last year, this year, it was very angry, but it was very out there. I mean, everything was on the plate there. Now, everything for the last 10 years is facts, figures, everything is right there. And everything up until last year, there wasn't much of this. There wasn't a lot of name calling, all right? There was not a lot of blame taking, all right? Everything seemed to be glossed over in the news. Now, in the last 6 months, George, I can't believe the what's being said, all right? What these people are saying, how vicious, how honest, and how direct these reporters and these and everyone is becoming. And I don't know if that's because of the time, the way things are. You're at the end of the ethics period, so everybody is soul searching, but everybody's being out there. They're not afraid anymore. They're not afraid to talk like they were before, and this huge thing with this guy Juan Williams, who just got fired from NPR, right? That's a huge thing on the news tonight, and the reason it's huge is because the guy really didn't say anything to get him in trouble,
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say anything bad. I saw what he said. He didn't say anything wrong.
No.
He's just expressing his own fear, his own sentiments, his own, they cut him off at the legs for it. And that is now being contested by the mainstream media, which I never thought they would before, But the mainstream media is going after them and saying, hey, Juan's one of us. If he can't say what he feels, then, we don't have a free speech in this country. You know what I mean?
Well, they know that. I mean, they're using
him
as a guinea pig.
I think they're using him for
without a doubt.
As an example. pundits are all talking how they're talking now, they say a lot worse stuff on MSNBC and Fox News than
right.
Juan did. All right.
Yeah.
You know, they go after each other's jugulars.
Right,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and mix up religion and Muslims and Jews and you name it. All right. It's all there. So you know they're not mincing words, in other words, anymore.
Yeah.
All right. So and I was glad to see that because my book didn't mince any words either.
Right.
And it's
yeah.
being reissued again in the next month. So.
Right.
I think that's I think it's timely. I think people, and especially since Bush is rearing his ugly head, all right, it's about time to snap that off again.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot. You know, it's time, and maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And maybe things will come around in a better way as soon as. But we got to get rid of the trash, man. We got to get rid of the trash, and once we do that, then we can, build again. You know.
Well, I think we're going to be doing this, Leo, in this the next election. I mean, we still have a couple weeks yet, and I'll tell you, all hell is breaking loose now. And you know,
I don't think I'm going to be voting this time around. And I'll tell you why, because I just don't have any. I just feel like being an observer. You know. Not a partaker anymore in this because it's too giving into either one is like giving into two devils, you know.
Right, yeah.
They're two demons. They're actually two demons. Then one is no better than the other, and they're both running for a senator, or they're both running for a governor, or they're both running for Congress. They're just worthless. They're nothing. They're horrible. And why should I even invest a minute of my time?
Yeah.
Okay. Deliberating over who is the better of the two devils, you know. And
yeah, but it's not going to make any difference. It's going to start falling.
I was thinking of if I go in and vote, I'm going to vote for L.A. Steel. Yeah.
Well.
The entire town. It'll be one vote for L.A. Steel. You know.
Alfred E. Newman is where you get my vote.
Yeah, I'll vote for L.A. Steel for governor, senator. Congressman, see what happens.
Yeah. R.C. Crum for president.
What's that?
R.C. Crum for president.
Yeah, you know. And, so what? That's what you got to do.
Who does George have theater vote for?
You got Hillebrand, don't you?
Excuse me? Hillebrand? Yes.
She's running in your area, right?
Yeah, there she is.
Yeah, and then you got the governor. How about that guy who wants to lower the rent?
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
And then you got that other nutball who's wants to kill everybody, and the mafia guy.
The Paladino, right? Yeah, it's they're all a joke.
Then you got a couple of established mafia dudes. You got Kumo and somebody else in there. And you got as far as New York is concerned, you got more retards than we do here in Connecticut. And
well,
man,
you know,
retardos.
I think the American people right now. You know, they've heard this story before, but I think they haven't heard the fact that these politicians, once they get elected, they no longer pay into the Social Security system, and they have their own retirement system, their own medical insurance for the rest of their life.
They get on the railroad pension. They serve 1 year. They get a lifetime pension.
Yeah.
That's right. So I think... people know this now. They didn't know this before, and I think that's what's going to hit the fan in picking a candidate, because they know this. And all this fine stuff that these guys are getting, even though they'll spend $50 million for their campaign and, you know, ask nothing in return as a salary, that's a bunch of bullshit. But, you know, they see it for what it is, and it's going to be part of the voting the mindset, I think, for people when they hit those voting booths.
Well, unfortunately, I don't have the kind of money to run for president or for dog catcher, actually, even.
Yeah, well.
So it's a little tough. You know, you really got to have some money and some backing and some, you know, support. But the other thing is you got to believe in government, all right? The way that it's set up now, and I don't. I don't believe in either party.
No,
And an independent isn't going to get any traction, and you know, the it's so stacked against them, and you know. Just to be an independent in any state. So, yeah, that's you know, you just take it as it is and see, watch these bastards fall. You know, watch them crumble, and maybe there'll be a strong independent in 2012. Maybe somebody good will come along and really fire up the people and, you know, cause a revolution.
Yeah, it's too late, Leo. It's too late.
It's too late. I'd like to do it. I'd like to get out there and have enough faith to and stamina and courage to be able to stand up there and say what's real and have people really believe it and then fight with you and then go and make the change that's needed and then topple this goddamn government, all right? And the world government, topple the globalists. I mean, if everybody got together and went after the people that are causing this shit, all right, it would be over, and we'd be free. We'd be free. But you know, we're all slaves, man.
You make it sound so simple, Leo, and there's a lot to it. You know, even for us to.
I think, you know what, George? I think it is simple. I think we add too much to it. You know, just somebody with enough. Anger and enough courage and enough intelligence, you know, to go after it, go after the system. I mean, we've seen it happen. We've seen it happen all around the world. All these revolutions and have happened because the people were so oppressed, you know, and so fed up. And you know, that's how this country was started. You know.
But Leo. Let's look at, let's say, alternative energy supplies. Let's say we can make a car that, you know, you can burn off, let's say, one marble, you know, let's say uranium marble, and you'll never have to buy another car again. Now, how do you convert your production right now, you know, into this new technology and phase out all the manufacturing that you've been used to manufacturing? What would you do with all those jobs that are people that you would put out of work? What would you do?
Well, let's look at it like this. If because of those little marbles,
yes,
you could heat your house, run electricity, have everything you need to power your life,
yes,
without having to pay anything. Well, right there, that would help a lot of people. That would make a lot of people, you know, self-sufficient.
Okay.
Then if people wanted to, there will always be somebody out there who wants to build something or create something or do something, or, you know, there'll always be people who want to work for other people or work together to create something. That's part of human nature.
Yeah.
With that, under the proper ethics, under the proper guidelines, as far as, you know, that we're living under the universal consciousness, then, you know, all of these things will come together. All these things will work together, and everybody will work together.
Now, how long do you think it would take for you to do that?
For a world to do that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it could take a year, or it could take 100 years, you know.
Okay.
It depends.
Yeah.
It depends on what the force is behind it and what,
right,
how,
yeah,
you know, if tomorrow everybody could telecommunicate, you know, through their mind and send messages and know and could reach millions and millions of people, and everybody could create the same thought train, the same thought wave, and work on the same thought, you know, then overnight we could change the world.
Yeah, put a lot of people out of work.
No, people would. You wouldn't need the work. You wouldn't.
Right,
need,
I know that, but there's a lot of people now that are involved with the telephone, telecommunicating business. They would be out of work. You wouldn't need them anymore.
No, I don't mean telecommunicating. I meant telekinetics, you know, like telekinetically.
Well, sure, you're not going to need a telephone anymore, Leo.
That's right.
So, you know.
Who needs one?
Yeah,
I'd like
so
to be without all this stuff, George, but be able to do the same thing without it, be that much higher, not dependent.
I know, but what do you do with the people who would lose their jobs because of that? See, there's another aspect of, you know, doing things differently.
Well, if everybody was on an equal playing field, on an equal level, and can communicate,
yes.
and you wouldn't have this need for currency. You wouldn't.
That's
have
right.
This,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Everything would be would come. Everything would be there for
okay.
us. You know.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Like,
yeah.
Like we've talked about so many times on this show about the manifestation of desires. You know.
Right.
And that as we ascend to that level, we won't need to, we won't be dependent on all of these things. We'll be able to have them in a more simplistic manner, in the most simple way, non-polluting, non-destructive way. Okay, we'll be able to do all this stuff, and that's when mankind will have risen from his base self, you know, and have risen to, have become enlightened, you know, have become an ascended spirit, you know, an ascended entity, you know, and you know, discovering that extra dimension of his existence, and I think that's what we're ready. That's what I'm ready for. I want that. I mean, I want that. In the biggest way, and I want to see it. I want to understand it, and I want to grasp it, so that, and maybe be able to communicate that to other people, so they can say, "Yeah, that makes sense. This could happen. This is happening," and then move on from there. You know, and never stopping, just constantly going further and further and further, and where no man's gone before. You know what I mean? And you know, go through all the different evolutionary cycles that we're meant to go through. But I feel like we're on the end of this one, this cycle, George. And
there
I
you
think
go.
We're ready for another one. And I'm very, very anxious for it. Really looking very forward to it. And I know you are as well.
There you everybody go. I am.
Everybody should look forward to this remarkable transition.
I'm looking forward to it, Leo, and to be truthful, you know, I am living and experiencing the greatest years of my life right now. And, you know, the end times, they may talk this, they may say this is, but I'm enjoying a life like I've never had before and enjoying it tremendously. You know, I just wish that I have many more years because I'm enjoying it. This is great. I mean, there's a lot of things that are happening around me. And, you know, I got to say that the good outweighs the bad. And, you know, if nothing else, I find folly in, you know, my everyday enjoyment. But, you know, with this, I'm going to say adieu for the evening.
But
you
got to look at it from that perspective. It's every day to day, you know, you enjoy what you're doing each day. And that's what I do. Try to look at. Be as productive as I can in some way every day, and enjoy myself to however that is.
I only have the day.
It may be the last one, you know, and that and it would be a shame if I hadn't enjoyed it. You know what I mean? Right. So I'm kind of like that's where I feel now. And if we in the next year or two, if we can. We all ascend to a different plane, then God be with us. The more power we have, and the better off we'll be. That's what I'm looking forward to. So,
well, I wouldn't be looking to the next year or two. I'd be looking in the next couple of months, my friend, because we're in on a ride right now. It's a roller coaster, and
we're ending this cycle right now. I mean, right as we speak, it's toward the end. So next couple of weeks will be at the end of the cycle.
No, we're coming to the top. We're coming to the top of the first of the first roller coaster hump.
Yeah,
it's going to get fun, friend.
Well,
and with that, I'm going to say adieu.
Okay, and thanks for being on, George, and we'll talk to you soon.
God with you.
Right.
Thank you, Leo.
All right, George.
Good night.
Thank you, buddy, for joining us tonight. That was great. And I hope you join us next week. I'll tell you, if you like the show, tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody, and come back. If you want to review the show later, or if you just caught a part of it, it'll be on the archives within the next 15 minutes. So I hope you enjoy it, and have a pleasant day.